Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
You are listening to The Alex Cardinale Show here on Ace Network. The Alex Cardinale Show is a talk show that will talk about anything and everything from WWE wrestling to movie reviews to politics to even current news and events. You will get your entertainment and news fix. Alex Cardinale promises to deliver a quality talk show that you will enjoy. Alex will share topics you want to hear with a young man's point of view. So what do you have to say? Do you, the listener, want a piece of the action? Well, get in on the action by calling into the talk show at 1-347-989-8142. Are you ready for a fun talk show? Then let's get on to Alex Cardinale, who is live right now at Ace Network Studios. Take it away, Alex.
Welcome to the Alex Cardinale Show here on the Ace Network, and I want to thank you all for being a part of our very first episode of the Alex Cardinale Show here on the Ace Network. We are officially back from our vacation. That's right. I'm going to be doing a show each and every day here on Ace Network. Anyways, I'm your host, the Alex Cardinale, and tonight I'm doing the Alex Cardinale Show, and I've got my first guest on the Alex Cardinale Show, here on the Ace Network. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and welcome my guest for the show. So tonight we've got the wonderful Miss Renee Berkey on the show. So welcome to the show, Renee. How are you doing today?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm very glad to have you here on the Alex Cardinale Show. So to get us started, can I have you explain a little bit about yourself to all of our great listeners?
I am a almost 53-year-old grandmother from Amish country, Lancaster, PA. I'm a hairdresser, and I'm also a beauty aficionado. I sell an amazing skincare line, wrinkle cream, anything you need to make yourself beautiful, I can help you with. That's about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, any of our listeners are welcome to call in at 1-347-989-8142. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. I would love to get you here on the show. So 1-347-989-8142. You can go ahead and ask us some questions and join the fun. All right, so I see we've got our first caller of the evening here on the Alex Cardinale Show. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yes, my name is the Hillbilly. I'm a friend of Renee's, and I'll tell you she's prettier than a speckled pup under a red wagon.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Just wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. Mike is my really good friend, Alex. Sometimes we do videos together. We used to work together at a police department. I was a secretary, and he was a police officer. And I'm very good friends with his wife, and I've known all of his kids since they're little. And I started doing videos about, February is when my videos first started. And then I introduced Mike to the iPhone and the video, procedure. And now he's like a madman. And we post videos together sometimes.
Yes, we are the Yankee and the Hillbilly. And obviously I am not the Yankee.
Yeah.
I'm in Georgia now being the Hillbilly.
I'm hearing some really weird noises in the background. Are you there, Alex? Alex, are you there?
I think we dumped him and took over the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Alex, we can't hear you. I can hear something in the background, Mike, but I can't understand it. Can you?
No, I don't know what it is. Maybe he's trying to talk to us.
Hey, guys, sorry about that. I'm back now. I had to reconnect to the show. My mic stopped working for some reason.
Oh, geez, well, we thought maybe we were going to take over for you.
I'm back. Now, do I sound much better now?
Oh, yeah, now we can hear you. Yep,
absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that, guys.
No, that's okay. So I'm watching, I have the voice on. I mean, I'm not really listening, and I'm watching Sia sing. Are you familiar with her, Alex, at all?
No, I've never seen it before, but I have heard about it.
Well, my niece dances in her music videos. And the last video that was just released last week, in one day there were over 4.8 million views on this video.
Oh, nice. It sounds like a great video for people that like music.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Nice. So that was your friend Michael that called in?
Yes. Did he hang up? Is he gone?
He's still here.
Oh, okay, there you are. Hey, Mike.
Well, I just didn't want to step on anybody's toes. It's not my show. You're the one being interviewed.
No, but you never listened before, right? Like, I've never been on a Blog Talk Radio either, so this is my first time. So, pretty interesting. So what is it that you want to know, Alex? Like, what kind of stuff do you want to talk about?
Sure, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Most of the stuff that we're going to talk about tonight I got from your videos that I saw on your Facebook. So how about we start off by you explaining how you started your Facebook videos?
Okay, well, like I said, I belong to this, I work for this makeup company, and it's actually a skincare company called Jeunesse, and we sell this amazing wrinkle cream. It makes your wrinkles disappear in just 2 minutes, and women are just, like, obsessed with this. So my upline in the company challenged me to do, and also challenged herself, to do a video a day for the whole month of February. So, you know, I kind of worked my skincare into each video, but at the end, you know, I'd say, oh, look at my skin, isn't it beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And my friends loved the video so much that I continued, and I just did my 63rd video, and I get all kinds of great feedback. Some of them are funny, some of them are serious, some of them are, like, heartwarming. But I go out in my car in the morning, and whatever comes to my mind, I just talk about, and it just kind of happens. So it's kind of fun. I bring up some silly things, you know. I talk about a lot of things, you know, like when somebody's sitting in their car, you know, the windows are clear. You can see what they're doing in their car, and, you know, you're sitting at a light, see some guy, like, picking his nose. Disgusting. You know, sometimes they might stick it in their mouth. Saw another guy, like, picking at his ear, smelling his finger. I'm like, what is going on with these people? Like, I can see you. I know what you're doing in your car. It's crazy. I mean,
yeah,
I get in
true.
My car and I sing. I sing, you know, and when somebody looks over at me when I'm singing and I'm dancing, I just smile because it's just what I do. I mean, you know, that's semi-normal, but you don't have to pick your nose or shove down a cheeseburger while you're sitting at a traffic light and people can see you. It's just weird.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's definitely disgusting. I definitely wouldn't want to see someone picking your nose or chowing down on food when I'm driving either.
No, unless it's cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cheesecake is fine. I love cheesecake.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So did you have a great Easter this past weekend?
I did. It was quiet. It was just my family. I have a 3-year-old granddaughter. And, it was nice. How about you? Was yours good?
Yeah, my Easter was fantastic. I actually went out to eat for the first time in years. We went to a nice Easter brunch at a local restaurant. It was fantastic. I had a great Easter.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah. Well, I did the whole, you know, Italian thing. I cook, so It's what we do.
Oh, nice. Are you Italian?
I am. Are you?
Yep, I'm Italian.
I knew
I'm from Sicily.
There you go. There you have it.
Yeah. The Italians have the best food in the world, I think.
No kidding. And the best bread is in New York. You can't get good bread any place but New York. That's where I'm from originally. Long Island is where I'm originally from. So.
They've got the best pizza, too, in New York.
Yes, they do. And my friend's husband always says it's because of the water. So
maybe
I'm not so sure, but that's what they say. It's because of the water.
I just know I love their pizza. They wish I could travel to New York every day to get a bite of their pizza.
Yes. No kidding.
Now, I was watching one of your videos a couple days ago, and you were talking about people, your pet peeves about riding and driving in a car. So what are some of those pet peeves about being in a car? I know you just mentioned them a couple minutes ago, too.
Okay, so I was driving down the road one day, and I live in a little town in Amish country, and we had just had some snow, and I see this girl walking down the sidewalk eating a bag of chips, and she was wearing SpongeBob pajama pants, okay? So first of all, they were kind of hanging down low in the back, and her butt crack was sticking out, and the pants were dragging on the floor, on the ground, and she had slippers on. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I wonder if she's going to get in bed with those pants on. That's disgusting. Pajama pants are meant to wear to bed. I looked up the definition, and it said, like, loungewear for nighttime. It didn't say for walking down the street eating a bag of chips. So that, to me, is just totally bizarre. Why would somebody wear pajamas outside of the house? Would you do that, Alex?
No, definitely not. It's definitely strange. It happens a lot up here in Massachusetts, too.
Really? What is wrong with people? Somebody needs to start hitting them over the head.
walking out in your pajamas be like walking out in your underwear, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's just kind of odd. So I'm glad you said that you don't wear pajamas outside or else I couldn't be a friend anymore.
I'd be too embarrassed to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Good. That's really good. So I'll tell you what else bothers me. Do you know what leggings are?
Yes.
Okay, so leggings are not pants unless they have pockets on the back, okay? So I see these girls, and they're wearing leggings with, like, a short T-shirt or other than your, like, jogging shoes if you're going to the gym, you should never wear leggings in public because they're not really pants unless they have pockets. And then they're, you know, they're considered a pant. That, again, is kind of like pajamas out in public because these girls wear things like that. They show all their girl parts. They don't need to be showing that. Everybody knows what they have. They don't need to advertise it. So they need to just wear normal pants or wear a tunic over their leggings. Cover all that stuff because that's horrible.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's kind of disgusting how people dress themselves these days. It's like they're trying to get an action or something.
Well, I don't even know if that's it. They don't even look in the mirror. They don't have friends. Or their friends don't like them. Or their friends are like, yeah, you look great. And then, you know, they're like, yeah, I look way better than she does. So I'm going to tell her she looks good. Well, she doesn't. I can tell you that much. Most definitely.
it's a sad world we're living in now.
Yeah, take it from an old broad. You know what? I kind of know.
But you actually look pretty good for your age.
Oh, thank you. It's because I use this amazing skincare. And it works for me. It's awesome. It's, like I said, it's a two-minute miracle. You put this cream on your face, and in 2 minutes, boom, your wrinkles disappear. Your bags under your eyes disappear, and you look 10 years younger. It's called Instantly Ageless, and it definitely is instantly ageless. And if anybody's interested in it, they can hop on my website and check it out. It's www.themiraclecure.jeunesse, jeunesseglobal.com. Or they can look for me on Facebook, Renee Sulo, Sulo, last name Berkey, Burkey. Thanks for the plug.
You're welcome. I definitely recommend my listeners go and find Renee on Facebook because she's got some wonderful Facebook videos she posts every morning. I love watching your videos. I watch them every day.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, sometimes I can't come up with an idea. And, you know, I do hair every day. So I'll have a conversation with somebody, and we'll start to talk about something even little, and then all of a sudden I think, oh, I'm going to think about using that as my topic tomorrow. So then I'll talk about it. Like somebody said to me, you know, the power of the smile is really strong. And I was like, yeah, that really makes sense. Because, you know, sometimes you're standing in the store and, you know, I hate going grocery shopping. You know, and we go to Walmart a lot. And frankly, I hate to go to the store like that. Unless I'm buying myself a pair of shoes, I'm not really interested. So, you know, you're in like a bad mood. You're standing in line. They have like three cashiers. There's 5,000 people waiting to check out. And you just happen to glance over, and maybe there's like an older lady there in her 70s, and she just looks over at you, and you give her a little smile, and you know what? She smiles back, and it's so nice. It just makes you feel warm when somebody just does that. And it's just sometimes, you know, you look at somebody, and they look like they're having a bad day, and you just like crack a little smile, and it just makes their day.
Yeah, it's a good point. Smiles are actually awesome. I love smiling at people, and I love getting smiles because it really is a good thing. We need more positive things in the world. So
yeah. The
lesson we're going to tell you is smile at everyone, even if you are having a bad day, because it can make your day feel a lot better.
Well, and you know what? It's contagious. And, like, the point of my videos is I usually end it with, hey, why don't you do this today? Or, hey, why don't you let me know what you did to make somebody feel good today? Or, you know, like, pay it forward. You're in the line at Starbucks, the drive-thru, and you pay for the person's drink behind you. Or the person behind you buys a drink. You're like, wow, that's pretty awesome. I did that once in Starbucks. It was an older lady, and she bought, like, a small coffee. And she's, like, digging through her purse for change. And I bought her a coffee, and she said, why did you do that? And I'm like, because I could. Enjoy your day. You know, it's just nice to help somebody. Makes me happy.
That's very good. And we've got another caller here on the Alice Cardinelli Show. Hi, you're now live on the Alice Cardinelli Show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hello, Renee.
Hello, who is this?
Who do you think this is?
Oh, my God. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that you do have a few friends who may or may not wear leggings without pockets when their butt is showing.
Okay, so this is my friend. Her name is Amy, but we call her Kitty Fit. And she is one of my besties, and she does wear leggings, and it is okay for her to do that because I do love her. I don't really approve of it, but it's okay for her because I love her so much.
And she lets me wear them in public when I am with her because she loves me, but also because I have a cute butt.
Yes, that she does, Alex. That she definitely does. Yes. No doubt.
It's meant for everybody. However, some people can get away with it. And I feel
right.
I'm one of those people.
You can rock them, my girlfriend. I do love you. How are you feeling today?
Not good.
She's been a little beat up these past couple days, Alex.
Thank goodness for medication.
Hopefully you feel better.
Nothing a cream puff or two cannot cure, or a box
of
Thin Mints.
Oh, my God. This girl eats Thin Mints by the case, and she weighs about 90 pounds, and I'm not kidding you.
Oh,
she's lucky.
Yeah, I'm not
lucky.
Kidding you. Yeah,
I'm lucky,
she is lucky.
And I'm blessed. But I'm most blessed because I have a really awesome friend, Renee, who I love, and I miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too. Thanks so much for calling in. You're
back. Yeah, it's awesome hearing you. Okay.
Oh, I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in.
I have the greatest
friends. Well, you're popular. You're like a
world.
Movie star now. You get all these following behind you.
I have the greatest friends in the whole world. And whoever might be listening to me, I love you guys. Thank you so much for taking time out to listen. I didn't know what to expect. And like I said, these videos, sometimes I look and I'm like, oh, my God, like 300 people saw my video today. Who are these 300 people that are watching me? And, like, I'll post a video and, like, within minutes I see people, like, liking it. And I'm thinking, they wait for me to do this. Some of my friends, they're like, oh, I wake like at home at night. My husband and I get a glass of wine, and we have a glass of wine and watch your video. I have two girls that while they breastfeed, their babies watch me and listen to me. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. It's inspiring, actually. You do a great job.
It's kind of crazy. It's crazy. It is. And you know, sometimes I put myself out there, you know, like I get emotional, and like when I talk about my parents who are both deceased, you know, I cry. And sometimes when I talk about my daughter, she was in a really horrific accident, or I talk about my granddaughter, I cry. And you know what? That's just me. I just put myself out there. And what you see is what you got. That's it.
You should probably put your videos on YouTube. You'll probably get 1,000 views because they're good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not really quite sure how to do that. You know, I can post them on YouTube, but I don't know how to get them out there so people watch them. You know, I'm not sure how I, like, advertise myself.
I think you'd be a great podcast host, too. You've got the great voice for it.
Oh, my God, I hate my voice, but thank you. When I do my video, I don't watch it. I do the video, I post it, and then I watch it. And some days I'm like, oh, my God, my voice goes right through me. Like, I can't even stand it. You should hear me sing.
I think you've got a great voice.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thank you very much. But I'm not singing, so don't ask.
My voice is awful, by the way.
No, you sound good, too.
Thank you. I wonder who would sing off, me or you.
Oh, I don't know. I think we'd probably lose all of our fans, to be perfectly honest. Maybe
yeah, I'm an awful
well,
singer.
Then. Well, I'm a terrible singer. I can lip sync like nobody's business, and I could play the air guitar, so I'd be pretty good at that.
I'd be a laughing stock if I ever started singing.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I've played a tambourine in a band before on my 50th birthday. I had this awesome band at my birthday party. And, I played the tambourine. I didn't sing, though, but that was awfully fun. Danced on a chair in 5-inch heels with a torn meniscus. That's awesome. Yeah, it was fun.
Now, one of your videos, you were actually talking about life being a roller coaster ride. I think you said 1 minute something tragic happens, and the next minute you have a birthday or a graduation or something of that nature. So can you explain to our listeners how to keep positive during some of life's toughest moments?
Yeah, well, you know, like your emotions are sometimes all over the place. You know, think about in a day's time how many emotions I go through. And, you know, I get up in the morning and it's like, you know, have you ever woken up in the morning and you're like in a bad mood for some reason and you don't know why? Like nothing has happened. You just wake up and you're like, why am I in this horrible funk? And then, you know, you're getting ready and you might see something on TV that makes you smile or you hear a song that's great. And then you're driving down the road and you hear this horrible story on the radio. Like you just, your emotions are just up and down. But, you know, this is how I look at it. I am very fortunate. I have a wonderful family. I have fabulous friends. I have a pretty good life, and I have my health. So I stay positive because I'm lucky. I'm a lucky person. You know, I'm here on this earth, and I feel good. I have good things surrounding me. So, you know, why be a Debbie Downer all the time? It's. I think it's harder to do that than it is to be happy. You know, just it's all about positivity. Always look at the glass half full instead of half empty. And, you know, when you think about that, before you say something, it makes a lot of sense. So if somebody makes a comment to you and you're getting ready to, like, shoot the negative side at them, you think, wait, hold on, that really was a good thing. So let me just say it this way instead so it sounds good instead of always being negative about everything. It's all about positivity. You just have to stay up on your game and, you know, just be happy. And then people around you will be happy.
Definitely a good point. I like being happy, and I like sharing happiness to everyone. So hopefully our listeners do the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I hope. I hope so, too. What makes you happy?
I don't know. I guess fish keeping makes me happy, cooking, and I guess meeting some wonderful people make me happy.
Me, too. I have a friend who her name is Jean. I don't know if she's listening tonight, but she just started some kind of a fish tank, and I can't remember the kind of fish she's putting in there. Sounds like skittish or, oh, that's not what they're called. I can't remember what they're called. But she had a starter tank like a month ago before she could even put these darn fish in it. I can't remember what the fish are called. They're bright colors, and they're real pretty.
Oh, they're probably like cichlids.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, cichlids. Yeah, so if you know anything about it, maybe I'll direct her towards you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm a big fish keeper. I have my own fish keeping show, too.
I know. I heard that. So I'm going to direct her towards you for that, too. And I also understand that you're a big WWE guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big wrestling fan. I love wrestling, too. I know you told me before you used to watch the old classic wrestling.
Hey, watch it. Watch it. I'm not that old. Well, you know, back in the day when the WWE – what does the WWE stand for? World Wrestling
– Entertainment.
Oh, okay. Because WWF was the federation. So I used to watch this on TV, and my husband used to think I was a crazy nut. And we used to go to some of these matches, and I know they were fake. I mean, I know, you know, that a lot of that stuff wasn't real. But it was so much fun. So I was on the beach, and it was Bethany Beach, Delaware, and I think my husband and I were married then, and we were with a bunch of my girlfriends and, you know, their boyfriends or whatever. So, you know, we have our little section on the beach, and I'm standing at the water, and I look to my right, and I was like, oh, my God, it's Captain Lou Albano. Do you remember him?
Yeah, he was actually a pretty cool wrestler. I watched him on the WWE Network.
Yeah, so he was, like, partnering with Cyndi Lauper at the time, and he wore a rubber band in his beard, and he had a Speedo on, and he had man boobs. He was really kind of gross, and while I was standing beside him, I was like, oh, my God, you are Captain Lou Albano, and he's like, yeah. And I said, oh, and I shook his hand. I'm like, oh, my God, I love you. And he said, what's a girl like you doing watching that stuff? I said, oh, my God, like, I love you. So I dragged him over to my blanket where my husband is and all of my friends. Now my friends are looking at me like, Renee, what the hell are you doing holding this old man's hand? And I said, look who it is, guys. And they're all like, yeah, they don't know who he is. And my husband went to crawl under a rock. And I'm like, it's Captain Lou. And I was so excited, and nobody even knew who he was. And he lives in Bethany Beach, Delaware. I met his wife and his grandkids. He was so nice. So, like, not, you know, like those wrestlers, you know? You'd think that those wrestlers are, like, big, mean kind of guys. But he was so sweet. I loved him.
That's awesome. Do you still watch wrestling now, or you're not into it anymore?
No, I do watch the Double Divas or whatever, that reality show.
Oh, Total Divas.
Total Divas. Yeah, I do watch that a little bit. So, I know who, like, some of those people are on there. But I don't really watch it. I don't really watch it anymore.
I still like it. I still enjoy it. I love wrestling. I got a good wrestling show here on the Ace Network as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Maybe I'll have to catch it and just kind of, like, catch up. But, like, back in the day, there was, like, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and he used to do that thing off the top of the ring. And, oh, my God, well, of course, the Hulk, you know, who cannot know who Hulkamania. The Iron Sheik and Volkoff, all those. I loved all that. Wendy Richter. It was just fun.
I don't think it was alive back then during that time, I don't think.
You don't think it was what?
I don't think I was alive back then. I'm only 21 years old now.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh, jeez. My daughter's older than you.
Maybe you watched some of it when I was, did you watch it in the late 90s?
I don't remember when it was. I have no, honestly, I don't even remember. I worked at a police department as a secretary on some of the guys who go to the wrestling matches, and I would go with them. Yeah, it was fun. I know, to look at me, you would never guess that I was, like, a wrestling fan.
I know, now there's a lot of females that are into wrestling.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know, I kind of like it.
That would be my dream girlfriend, a wrestling fan.
Oh, God. Now we're going to have to find you a girlfriend that likes wrestling.
We'd have to go see WrestleMania.
All right, so anybody out there that likes cheesecake, fish, and WWE, you're on the right channel, guys.
Yeah. I'm a good cook, by the way, too, so I can cook for you.
Yeah, I know. I saw that on your Facebook. I know. We might have to exchange some recipes.
Yeah, or I can even cook for you sometime.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I love cooking. Do you cook, too?
I do. I love to cook. I don't do it usually during the week because I work. I normally work, you know, at night, I mean, all day into the night. I work all the time. My friends know I'm just a workaholic. My husband cooks during the week, and I cook on the weekend. So it works out great.
Nice. Now, what if our listeners in the chat room wants to know if you remember Roddy Piper?
Yeah, I remember Roddy Piper. How about Vince McMahon? Is he still involved?
Yeah, he's still there. He's still the owner of World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, he's got to be old.
I think he's like 70, around there.
Oh, my God. No
yeah.
kidding. Yeah, wow. How do you like that? Hey, I never, you know, I used to think that 30 was old, and now that I'm 53, I'm like, yeah, 60's not so bad. I don't know. But old kind of getting old sucks because you get all these aches and pains, and I had a knee replacement 2 years ago. What the heck's that all about? I wasn't even an athlete. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. I guess it's from all those years of 4-inch heels. That's what they say, but I don't believe them. They lie.
Yeah, they probably do.
You're right. So what other videos have you watched of mine that you liked?
I'm trying to think of them. I know I saw those. I liked the insect one, too, that you were talking about.
Bugs?
Yeah, the bugs.
I hate bugs. I don't care what. I was talking to my granddaughter today, and she was telling me how cute ladybugs are. And I honestly, I won't even hold a bug. I would step on any bug that gets in my way. I don't really care. My friend Margot, she's so nice. She will pick up a spider and put it outside. You know what I do? I pick up my foot and I step on it. I don't like any bugs. And my granddaughter was trying to say, she calls me Boppy. She was trying to tell me how cute ladybugs are. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they are cute, Natalia. She said, will you kiss a ladybug? I'm like, no, it's a bug. I don't like it.
I don't like bugs either. I feed the bugs to my fish.
Oh, well, there you go. It's recycling. I like puppies. I love puppies. And I love, my friend has baby goats and sheep, and I love that kind of stuff too. But I'm not a bug fan. I don't really like cats either. Sorry about all your cat lovers, but I'm not really a fan. I'm a dog person.
Oh, me too. I love dogs and I love fish.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a Lopsu dog.
Oh, I love a Lopsu. We used to have one growing up. Her name was Samantha. And now I have two Westies. And I have a water bottle in my hand right now because they're getting ready to wrestle. And they bark and growl, so I didn't want to interrupt. So I have the squirt bottle, and every time they look at me, they kind of squint their eyes because they think I'm going to squirt them.
That's cute, actually.
Yeah. Well, you should see them. They're both on each side of the room, and they're ready to pounce each other. So every time they do that, I point the squirt bottle, and they squint.
They probably heard us talking about wrestling, and now they're going to have their own WWE match.
Yeah, there you go. Then they do that. Honestly, I think I have them on video. Yeah. I know, they're pretty funny. They are pretty funny.
Dogs are interesting animals. They have their own personalities.
Yeah, I love them. You know what? If I could have 20, I would. You know, I hate, like, when people abuse them or when people don't take care of their animals. That bothers me. Like, why would you have an animal that you're not going to take care of?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. One of the classic dogs that are usually mistreated, and some of them are even used for bad reasons, is the pit bull.
Yeah, my daughter's a dog groomer, and she said they're one of the best dogs ever. And my best friend, Stacy, she has one, and her dog is the biggest baby ever. And actually, Will and Danielle have one, and that dog's such a baby, too. They're just, it depends how you raise them.
Yeah, pit bulls are actually awesome. Unfortunately, some people like to do bad things when I'm, like, treating them to be dog fighters and stuff, but they're an awesome dog if they're treated right.
Yep, they're just like children. You know what? You treat your kids right, they're going to treat people right. Same kind of thing. You know, it's just like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't like people that abuse any kind of animal. That really irritates the crap out of me. Makes me want to just beat the crap out of them. You know, people that, like, abuse children or people that abuse one another. I don't go for any of that stuff. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, me either. So I suppose since you don't like bugs, you don't like reptiles either?
No. I don't like snakes. I don't like, bearded dragons. My friend has a bearded dragon, and I went to her house to do her hair. And this thing, his name is, oh, my God, now I forget. Preston, or what's the college in Jersey? What's the big college in New Jersey? Princeton. It's Princeton. So it's this bearded dragon, and he's big. Like, he's like the size of a small puppy. And he's in this glass thing, and he's got a little wire on the top. And I swear, when I was doing her hair, he was looking at me. And I said, can you please cover him? Like, I'm afraid. I thought he was going to, like, jump out. He was disgusting. I don't like him. I love my friend, but I hate that thing.
I like turtles. Turtles are awesome.
No, I don't like turtles. Turtles creep me out. Like, I don't know what it is about a turtle. I mean, I would run from a turtle knowing that they can't run after me, but I don't like them either. I don't like their skin. I like puppies.
Well, we've got another caller here on the Alice Cardinelli Show. This is awesome. Hi, you're now live on the Alice Cardinelli Show. Thank you very much for calling in.
Hi. This is Nicole and Natalia calling.
Oh, it's my daughter and my granddaughter. Hi.
So, since you were talking about what freaks you out, I thought it would be a good topic to bring up the time we went to the beach. I think it was Rhode Island or Long Island. And first off, it was funny that Lou got stuck in his seat, one of those folding chairs, but after that, he put the crab on your head.
It was a starfish.
starfish on your head. Starfish.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. My friend's husband came up behind me, put his hand on my head, and I said, what are you doing? He said, because Nicole got a starfish and had it in a bucket, so he put his hand on my head like he put the starfish on my head, and I'm like, you're such an idiot. So the next thing I know, his hand's on my head again, standing in front of me. He put the starfish on my head, and like I flung it or whatever, and screamed and went running. They thought it was hysterical. Yeah. I know. That's my granddaughter. Hi, Natalia. You're on the radio.
I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Well, have fun. We're listening.
Okay, I love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, that was so nice. Yeah, thank you.
Your granddaughter sounds awesome. She's got a great voice.
Oh, she's adorable. Yeah, she's a sweet little girl.
Nice. Your daughter sounds like a nice person, too.
Oh, thank you. She's 25, but she has a boyfriend, so sorry.
Nice.
And she loves cheesecake, and she'd love for you to cook for her, I'm sure, but she's got a boyfriend.
Nice. A lot of people love cheesecake.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Do you?
I love cheesecake. Oh, yeah. I make a pretty good cheesecake, too. But it never gets perfect. You know, like the ones in the bakery, you know how I'm sure yours are perfect. But you know the top is like that golden brown. Sometimes mine sink in a little bit in the middle. And, you know, they're not perfect. But they still taste good.
Yeah. Do they have cracks in them usually, too?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Is there a secret to that?
Yeah, you could actually do like a little water bath, like add some hot water to your pan. That'll prevent cracking.
Oh, good idea. Or you could just take like a can of cherries and throw it right in the middle.
Yeah, like you would make a pie.
Yeah, you know, just kind of hide the cracks. Throw the cherries right on top, or a little whipped cream. My mother.
Yeah, whipped cream
yeah,
is a good idea.
I know, it's perfect. My mother used to mix sugar with sour cream and put that on the top of a cheesecake.
That's a good idea. A lot of people like to make a sour cream topping for their cheesecakes.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, Alex, now I want a cheesecake.
We'll have to make you one and ship it to you.
There you go.
Where are you from, Pennsylvania?
Well, I live in Pennsylvania, in Amish country. Have you ever been to Amish country?
No, I've heard of it before, though.
Okay, well, it's the only place in the country where you will drive through the drive-thru at the bank and go through a pile of horse crap. And that's a true story. Every time I go through the bank, there's a pile of horse crap right there. It's horrible.
That sucks. How far are you from Massachusetts? You're probably a while away, right?
I think like 6 hours, because we had some friends that came in from Massachusetts that we met at a dance company in Hershey, PA, you know, where they make the chocolate. But
yeah.
I was originally from Long Island, New York.
Oh, cool. I've been to New York. I've been to New York a couple times. I was at the Times Square a couple years ago, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I love New York. I have a lot of friends there. My Staten Island girls and my Long Island girls, my best friend still lives on Long Island, and we've been friends since we're five. So, and she's like, her name's Maureen, and she's like 6 feet tall, and I'm like 5 feet tall, and we always say we were twins when we were separated at birth.
That's awesome.
And we've been friends since we're 5 years old.
That's great.
It's crazy. We've been friends for 25 years.
That's awesome. So you
have
a lot
the
of
math
true
now?
Friends.
You doing the math? Are you doing the math?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a question that I wanted to ask you is one that I've asked a lot of people. What do you think is wrong with the world today? I know the world is a lot different than it used to be.
I honestly think social media and the internet has really, it's kind of ruined all of us. I think, I don't know, life was simpler when I was a kid. Everything was simpler. When you came home from school, you came in the house, you got a snack, you went out and you rode your bike with your friends. I was raised on a dead end, so like it was safe, and everything was safe then. Now our kids aren't safe because of the internet. It's so scary, the things that go on online. I don't care whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, I don't care what it is. It's dangerous. Dangerous for any child to be out there. My granddaughter, who is 3 years old, someone made a terrible Instagram last year, and it said, "Kill Natalia" on it. And they said they were going to cut my granddaughter up in pieces. It was awful and terrible. So, you know, we had to contact the police, who in turn had to contact the district attorney's office, and they had to track this person down. Now, why are you doing this to a then two-year-old child? That is so sick. And people have, like, no value for life. You know, these kids get on these sites, and, you know, nobody knows who they really are. So you can pretend to be anybody that you want to be when you're online. And they bully these other kids. And they bully them into, like, killing themselves, cutting themselves, whatever it is that they do. So it's just, this world is just crazy. I have always said I would love to live in the 50s for a week. You know, I would love to have a one-vehicle home where, you know, the husband works, the wife stays home, cooks and cleans, wears a little apron, kids come home from school, everybody sits down and has dinner, everyone watches TV, and, you know, we talk. Nobody does that anymore. Like, have you eaten in a restaurant lately, Alex? You just said you were out this weekend. Have you seen people?
Yeah, I go out to eat, quite frankly.
Yeah, do you see people that go out to eat together, like young people? And I'm saying this, your generation, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I think that we're all consumed, and this is how you were all kind of brought up. You were all brought up on this internet age. I mean, here we are on like a radio show that's a blog through the internet, right?
Yeah.
You know, you sit down at a table and you go to enjoy your friends, and yet you look at these people and they're all on their phones, whether they're texting someone else, whether they're looking at Facebook, they're tweeting, they're Instagramming. Why don't you sit down and talk to your friends, you know? Like, find out what's going on in their lives. Put down the damn phone. Put it down. Shut off the freaking computer. Like, just be normal. You know, enjoy each other, right? So
yeah,
I
definitely agree with you on that.
That's definitely what's wrong with this world. You know, we are so internet driven, I think. You know, I mean, how easy is it, though? You know, like, I was at my friend Joyce's house today, and we were talking about sunscreen versus sunblock. And I said, wait, let me just Google that. Boom, I pick up my phone. Ta-da, I get the information. That's great. I think it's good that we can do that. But I think that a lot of this other stuff with the internet is really a bad thing. Okay, look what happened in Hollywood with the movie with Angelina Jolie and whoever else was in that movie. It somehow got out, and I don't even know what happened, but all these people, you know, got in trouble because these emails were leaked. And then there was that other stupid movie that was out with, oh, this the comedian, what's his name, that involved China?
Oh, The Interview, I think it is.
Yes, yes. And look what happened with that. I mean, that was crazy. You know, like, here we are now, was it China or Japan? And now they're, like, going to wage war on us in Hollywood, produce this stupid movie, and they used the prime minister or whatever it was. I don't even know who it was. But they used
I think it was Kim something.
Yeah,
from
Korea. Whatever his name was. But really, why did they have to do that? That was just stupid. So, you know, like, they're waging war on us because of a stupid movie. But I just think, you know, the internet has a lot of good things about it, but it's got a lot of really bad things that make people do bad things. You know, it really does. It makes people talk badly about people, talk badly about things, make things up about people, and all it causes is heartache. So I think if we can live in an internet-free world for a week, our lives would be so much easier. Your generation doesn't understand that because, you know, that's how you were brought up. My generation was simpler. We didn't have cell phones. You know, you had to find a payphone if you were going to be late, you know, getting home. Things were just different. We didn't have computers. We had fun. We had, like, good, clean fun. And for you guys, it's really sad because so many kids your age and, you know, when you were a teenager, what were you guys doing? Playing video games. And look at some of that stuff. I mean, Grand Theft Auto. Look at that. Look at how violent Call of Duty? I don't watch them or play them, but I just hear about them. I mean, I've watched some of these video games, and they look so real, and you can interact with people that you don't know, and it's scary, and you're killing each other. It's weird. It's just a weird world that we live in.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you 100% with that, because some sick people can actually think that the video game is real, and then they think you can go do that in real life.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't watch scary movies. I don't go to scary movies. I don't even go to – we have a thing here around Halloween. They call it Field of Screams. I'm sure you have something near you where they have the scary people on the hay rides and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I went to that one time, and I'm afraid. I don't like that stuff. And who knows? Like, they could – they're usually teenagers that work there, but there could be some crazy nut that, like, knocks the kid over the head, puts on their uniform, and, like, decides to use a real chainsaw and cut everybody up on that little innocent hayride. You know, because they're sick. They watch all this crap, these movies, and all this garbage on TV and the internet and all that stuff. It's just scary. It's really scary.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm still reeling about your granddaughter. I'm sorry to hear that some sicko with no time had to do that to you guys. It must have been traumatizing for you guys to go through that.
It's horrible. And then somebody just opened another account with her name again. And, you know, it's just, life, like, leave it alone. You know, my nieces are, they're pretty big stars. They're internationally known. They're on a show called Dance Moms. And there are people out there all the time, like, saying things about them, making fake pages about them. And, you know, there's some really bad stuff going on. And, you know, it scares me because they're 10 and 12. They're children. And it's just weird. People are just weird.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Now, earlier today on your video, I heard you say that you love soda. I love soda, too. I know you like the grape soda, too.
I do. I love grape soda. Sometimes I'm just in the mood for, and I like Fanta, the grape Fanta. I don't drink generic soda. I don't drink soda out of a can, first of all. Like, I love Coke. I love Pepsi, most of all. But I like fountain Pepsi. And I can't drink Pepsi out of a bottle or out of a can or Sprite. I don't like it like that. I just like it from the fountain. But every once in a while, I need, like, a good grape soda. And, like, I'll chug, like, a half a grape soda, and it makes me burp like crazy. And, of course, I laugh. Like, why do people laugh when they burp and they fart? Why is that funny? Like, why do we think that's such a funny thing when we do that stuff? But anyway, grape soda, I love it. That's, like, my favorite. I don't drink it every day.
I like soda, too. It's usually I drink soda almost every day because that's what I've been growing up on. I like soda as, like, my alcohol alternative.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of soda. It's not really good for you, of course. You know, they say I drink a lot of water. I love water. But every once in a while, like this morning, I had to have a fountain Coke. It was like, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock, and I needed a fountain Coke. I usually drink, my drink of choice is a venti non-fat chai tea latte from Starbucks. That's my all-time favorite. And you know that I can pull up to, we have two Starbucks in my area, believe it or not, in Amish country. And when you pull up, they have a camera. So people should know that. Those people can see you when you pull up to Starbucks. And I'll just pull up and I'll say, hey. And they're like, hey, Renee, how are you? And they know what I drink. Like that's, I love the Starbucks baristas because I've built a really nice relationship up with them. Because, you know, I go there every day, pretty much. And they know my drink, and they're awesome. I love them. They know my granddaughter's drink. She's 3, you know, she drinks from Starbucks.
Oh, nice. I don't like coffee. She likes coffee more than I do.
No, she doesn't drink coffee. She drinks a, it's a glorified milkshake. It's a vanilla frappuccino, but we order it. I get her, it's all vanilla frappuccino, no whip, flat lid. Because if they put the whipped cream on it, she'd dump it. So I just get a flat lid, no whipped cream. And I don't drink coffee either. I drink tea.
Yeah, I hate coffee. My mom and dad go crazy for it. I think it tastes nasty, even with sugar and stuff.
Yeah, if I drink a coffee, I have to put like a half a pound of sugar and flavored cream, and it's not really coffee anymore.
I know. My great-grandmother's purebred Italian. She would drink coffee plain. She loves tiramisu, too.
Can you make tiramisu?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, though. You still get that strong coffee flavor.
Oh, I love tiramisu. I think that's really good. But it's, you know, it's because it's sweet. I love it.
I prefer cannolis.
Oh, my God. If you could make a good cannoli, oh, God, I love it. I made them once, and they were the biggest pain in the neck.
Yeah, I make them once in a while, but I prefer to be a cheap man and just buy them from the bakery.
Heck yeah, just shoot it into the shell. It's all good. Yeah, I don't like those little, jellies they put in it sometimes. You know, the little like clear jelly that they put in the cannolis.
Yeah.
I don't like those. I like it with chocolate chips.
Oh yeah, I think those are called pistachios.
Yeah, not pistachios. It was like, maybe they don't do it anymore. When I was a kid, they used to do it on Long Island. They were like little clear jelly they'd put in. It was gross. They were like,
oh, I know what those are now.
Yeah, they're gross.
They're nasty.
Yeah, they are. They are nasty.
Up here, we just get the traditional ricotta filling with chocolate chips or pistachios.
Yeah, I like pistachios. They're good. And I don't call it ricotta. You don't call it ricotta?
Yeah.
In your family, you say ricotta and you say mozzarella?
Yeah. My grandmother gets mad at me because I don't pronounce the Italian names as I should.
Well, yeah, with the last name of Cardinale, you should be saying it right. You should be grounded. So what do you call the red stuff you put on your macaroni?
I call it marinara sauce.
Oh, it's gravy, Alex. It's gravy.
I know.
Everybody calls it something different. But, you know, I call all my pasta, except my spaghetti, I call it macaroni.
Me too.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's funny.
What is your favorite Italian dish, since we're talking about Italian food?
I made eggplant parmesan on Sunday, and I forgot how much I love eggplant. I love lasagna. I love any kind of macaroni. Like, I made rigatoni. And then I like to put like a little scoop of my ricotta on there and just mix it in. So good. So good. Meatballs. I make a really good meatball.
Nice.
How about you? What do you like?
I love chicken parm and chicken marsala.
Oh, yeah. I'm not crazy about marsala. I don't really like the mushrooms.
I like mushrooms.
I want to try a portobello burger, but I'm afraid to try it because I'm not a big fan of mushrooms, but there's something about that I really want to try.
I think you might like it.
Yeah, but does it have the consistency of a mushroom?
It might. It might have a consistency. It just depends.
Yeah, I don't know. They grow them in shit, and I just don't think I can eat them.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you.
I mean, I just have a hard time with the mushroom because of that. Why do they have to grow them in crap?
I know. You got a good point.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't know. I love chocolate.
Yeah, I'm a big chocolate fan, too. I love chocolate myself.
Yeah, what if they grew chocolate in poop? Would you still eat it?
No.
I don't know. I really like chocolate. I'm not sure about that.
I did a bad thing today, so I have to admit.
What?
I got a vegetarian to eat chocolate today.
a what? You got a vegetarian to eat chocolate?
Yeah.
Did you lie to them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They told me they would never eat chocolate, but I made them eat chocolate.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. That was almost as bad as me, like, years and years ago, my friend Mike, when I slipped, he needed milk for his coffee, and we put breast milk in his coffee.
Oh, my God. That's something of a hilarious vegan reaction.
That was a long time ago, and we did a video on it, and I told him on video. He said, you did what? And I'm like, yeah, sorry. I have to admit that I did this, but it was pretty funny.
His reaction must have been funny.
He said, no, you know, it would have been funnier if I would have done that to somebody else. So he was fine with it.
He must have picked a nasty.
I don't even remember. I don't know. I don't think he knew anyway because he might have had a couple of too many cocktails.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I know.
Well, this was an awesome show. I had fun tonight.
Well, thanks. This was fun. Thanks so much for having me. And I'm so glad that I hope, you know, my friends listened, and I thank them for tuning in, and I hope we get to do this again.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on. You took me out of that comfort zone. I didn't have to read a script or anything. Just talk for a while. This is very fun. I know you got a meeting coming up in a couple of minutes.
I do, and I like to talk, so, you know, I don't have a problem with that. So you just let me know when you want me to come back.
Awesome. I think we'll have you come back in a couple Tuesdays from now. How's that sound?
That sounds great to me. You just let me know.
Awesome. Well, I want to wish you luck during your meeting, and thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much again for having me. I really appreciate it, Alex.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you on Facebook.
All right. Sounds good. You will have to share cheesecake recipes.
All right. I will. I'll give you my recipe when I go on Facebook after the show.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, have a great night. Thank you.
You too. You have a great meeting. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I had a fun time.
All right, awesome. And everybody remember, get on my site, www.themiraclecure.jeunesse, JEUNESSE, global.com, or find me on Facebook, Renee Sulo, S as in Sam, ULO, Berkey, BURKEY. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Alex.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Thank you so much for being a wonderful guest tonight to get us started on the ACE Network.
Awesome. Thanks. See you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. She was a fantastic guest. Took me out of my comfort zone and made for a wonderful phone conversation. Didn't you guys agree? I think this was a fantastic show. So thank you, Renee, for being a fantastic guest. So the ACE Network is now officially debuting, and I'll be here every day here on the ACE Network. So thank you, Renee, for making this a fantastic show. I certainly had fun, and I hope you, the listeners, had a blast as well. Well, coming up next here on the Alex Cardinelli Show, live right here on the ACE Network, I'm going to talk about something that has been bothering me for quite a few days now. I'm going to be calling out someone that I thought was a personal friend of mine. So I'm going to have a rant, and I'm also going to plug a personal radio show that I really like, and it's a good show of mine that I really do enjoy. So coming up next, I'm going to talk about that radio show, and I'll tell you guys why you should listen to that show, and then I'll talk about that rant that I'm telling you guys about. But first, I want to go ahead and take a commercial break from my sponsors who are paying for this show. So this commercial break is being sponsored by our fish-keeping friends, Akari Seals USA, School of Fish, Inc., North Texas Holy Rock, It's your band Tropical Fish and one of our newest sponsors, DMV Aquatics, the home for crayfish. So if you're into freshwater invertebrates like crayfish, DMV Aquatics is the place for you. And lastly, Freshwater Fish Freaks on Facebook for all of our freshwater fish keepers who are into freshwater fish. Check that out on Facebook. So I'll have that rant for you and that radio network plug right after this final commercial break.
Hikari offers a wide selection of aquatic diets to help you and your fishy friend find success. With more than 137 years of aquatic experience, Hikari was the originator of species-specific diets long before others thought it was important or trendy, and the first to bring unique products to fish keepers like algae wakers, the world's first diet specifically formulated for Picosinus, micropellets, the world's first micro-coated aquatic diet for tropical fish, Saki Hikari, the world's first probiotic-enhanced diet for koi, goldfish, cichlid, and now turtles, and BioPure, the world's cleanest and most nutrition-packed frozen and freeze-dried foods, industry trendsetters when they were first introduced. When you're looking for the best aquatic diets your hard-earned money can buy for your aquatic pets, look no further than Hikari. Your fish and your wallet will be forever grateful.
School of Fish, Inc. offers everything an aquarium hobbyist in Western Massachusetts needs. We offer the best alive stock from freshwater to saltwater and everything in between. We also have the best corals and live rock. School of Fish, Inc. carries the best brands of fish food, medications, and equipment such as Hikari, Tetra, Marineland, API, and much more. Stop by and check us out today. School of Fish, Inc., located at 1865 Page Boulevard, Springfield, Massachusetts. And we can be reached at 413-543-1994. We're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Closed Tuesdays. Check out School of Fish, Inc. That's School of Fish, Inc. on Facebook for exclusive deals, specials, and see what's new.
North Texas Holy Rock, providing the world the finest holy rock, one rock at a time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Whether you're looking for a small single piece or 200 pounds to set up your first MB Una tank, North Texas Holy Rock can provide you what you need. You will not find a company that offers the same level of customer service or an owner who truly enjoys setting up your tank as if it were his own. North Texas Holy Rock also offers all related aquarium supplies and accessories. Find us on the web at ntholyrock.com. That's ntholeyrock.com. North Texas Holy Rock.
It's your band Tropical Fish is proud to partner with the Aquatic Wetline online radio. It's your band Tropical Fish brings to you exotic and rare tropical fish shipped straight to your door. Stingrays, datnoids, peacock bass, arowanas, and much more. If you are into rare and exotic fish, we have the fish just for you. For more information, check out our website, itchabantropical.com, and also check us out on Monster Fish Keepers, Itchabant Tropical Fish.
DMV Aquatics is a proud sponsor of the Aquatic Wetline online radio show. After the show, stop by dmvaquatics.com, where we offer top-of-the-line crayfish at rock-bottom prices. We also provide information and tools to help you become a crayfish king. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, calling all you freshwater fish lovers. Are you on Facebook right now? I bet you are. Come check out the wonderful group called Freshwater Fish Freaks, which has over 2,000 freshwater fish freaks. Whatever you keep, community fish, monster fish, oddball fish, or even goldfish, all freshwater fish keepers are welcome. Open arms. You will not find another group with such wonderful freshwater hobbies who share their love of the hobby. So type in that search bar on Facebook, Freshwater Fisheries. It could join and be part of this awesome freshwater fish group on Facebook. So, Freshwater Fisheries, what are you waiting for? Come check us out.
You are now tuned back into the Alex Cardinelli Show, live with your host, Alex Cardinelli. We hope you enjoyed our nice music and commercial break and are ready for some fun discussion. What is Alex going to chat about now? Well, get involved with social media and tweet your thoughts on tonight's topic. Tweet to @AlexCardinelli1, capital A in Alex and C in Cardinelli. Now let's get back to the action. Here's Alex live from the Blog Talk Radio Studio in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, we're back here live on the Alex Cardinelli Show here on the ACE Network, and I want to thank you all for tuning in for this great show. And now I've got a couple of things that I personally want to address live on the ACE Network. First, I'm going to do a rant, and then second, I'm going to give a nice radio network plug to a good friend of mine who has a fantastic network now. And I'll congratulate him on his fantastic, successful network. But first, let's get right into the rant. And I'm actually going to be calling out some individual in a few minutes here on the ACE Network. So let's get started with my rant. Now, I know you guys that are into the fish-keeping hobby know that a few weeks ago on the Aquatic Wetline, I held my 150th episode, and I happened to have several prizes, and one of my prizes was a canister filter from ST International. Now, we all know how expensive canister filters are. They're at least $200 to $300, or maybe even $150, but still, the price is irrelevant to what I'm about to talk about right here. Now, every single one of my winners went out of their way to say thank you to me. Now, if I scratch your back and I let you win a prize, I expect a thank you, at least a thank you. I had at least four or five winners on my 150th episode, and I only got about three thank yous, depending on how many people won. One person did not give me a thank you, and that is who I'm going to address tonight, right here, right now. You see, I kind of find it disrespectful that I did not get a thank you. Now, I kind of felt used that way. I think he used me to get what he wanted, and he wanted a canister filter. So I suck it up. I gave him the filter, and I did him a nice favor in return. And in return, what do I get? Not even a simple thank you that I wanted. How hard is it to post a thank you on your Facebook status? How hard is it to do a thank you video on your YouTube channel? That's right, this person has a YouTube channel, and it ain't that hard to do a YouTube video. I mean, I can do a thank you video in 25 seconds on YouTube. That is just total laziness and total disrespect to me. If I let you win a prize, then I would expect a thank you. For example, if I won a prize on someone's radio show, I would go out of my way to make sure I let the radio show host know how thankful I am. I would tell them, thank you very much for letting me win the prize. I'm very honored that I won the prize and very honored that you picked me. I didn't even get any of that stuff. I just find it disrespectful, and I kind of feel used. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and reveal who this individual is, and I want to answer as to why he did not say thank you to me. So yes, I am actually calling you out live on the radio. We're both adults here, and I want to settle it in an adult manner. So if you really are the man that you say you are, you're going to answer to my calling out. So you either call into the show or you contact me on either way you can, because I want to settle this like the men that we're supposed to be. So I did you a favor. I gave you a canister filter, and I want to thank you because I know how expensive that canister filter is, and you know how expensive that canister filter is, and you know that I could have selected somebody else to win a canister filter. I could have selected someone that would have been thankful for the canister filter. I could have selected someone that could have used the canister filter because you already have one. You already have one that ST International sent you. I don't really see why you needed another one to win from me because I could have gave it to someone that had a tank with, let's say, salt water or something that needed a canister filter. But no, I gave it to you, William. So I am calling you out. Hannah Protiscus. William, I want my thank you, and I want it sometime soon. I'm going to give you to the end of the week to give me my thank you that I so deserve. So, William, will I get my thank you? Will you do a YouTube video that you said you were going to do thanking me, or do I need to call you out on YouTube? I'm calling you out right here on the ACE Network. I want my thank you video. Don't make me regret it. Don't make me regret giving you the prize. I want my thank you, and I want it now. I'm not going to say it again. I scratched your back. Now you need to scratch my back and give me a thank you. So I guess that's all I have to say about that issue because growing up, when someone did something for me, I was always, always thank you. And I feel if I do something for you, you should thank me. It's just plain rude that someone would not be thankful for getting something from me. It's like he's using me. I want to thank you. So, William, again, I'm asking you to say thank you for winning a canister filter because I could have gave it to somebody else. I had a full line of callers who would have appreciated that canister filter. So I want an answer, and I want it now. So I'm going to give you until Friday to give me my thank you that I so deserve. End of story. I don't think I have anything else to talk about that. But that's a problem with some people these days. They get things and then they don't understand how to thank people for them. So the moral of this story is if you receive something from someone, you should always, always be thankful. You should always thank them up and down because you never know when you're going to get something again. Now, I'm a person that likes to give to people as much as I can. Now, if I'm going to help you get a filter or whatever it may be, I just want a thank you in return. I don't need nothing else in return. I just want a thank you in return. So that's all I have to say about that. Considering that I was the one, so I got William into radio shows, and actually he listened to the Aquatic Wetline, and he wanted to do his own podcast, I really, really would consider strongly saying thank you to me if I were you, William. All right, I'm going to move on to my network plugs that I'm going to give to a good friend of mine. Now, a good friend of mine, you guys might know him already. His name is Andrew Sensky, and he has his own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. The name of his radio show is Dakota Network. That's right. He's got his own network now here on Blog Talk Radio. And he actually has a aquarium keeping show. He's got a reptile show. And Andy is the man to go to for reptiles. He knows his stuff on reptiles. And I'm going to try talking to him to see if he can do a couple of reptile shows here on the ACE Network because I know a lot of you guys love reptiles. So Andy's got some great reptile shows on his network, and he also has some other wonderful shows on his network. I know he's got some great shows coming up, so if you guys would, I really recommend checking out his channel on Blog Talk Radio called Dakota Network. All right, I guess it's Dakota Network. I'm not sure what the link is exactly, but you can find it at blogtalkradio.com/Dakota Network, I believe. But I'm going to link his network to my show description today so you guys can follow his show and tune to his show. And I'm going to do a commercial for his show, and then I'll send him my commercial so that way we can both advertise our shows on each other's own network. So that's my rant and my network plug for this show. I figured I'd just put it out there that I think I need my thank you I don't need it necessarily. I'm just doing it as a way to know that he's thankful and know that he's just not using me to get what he wants. Even if I get my thank you, I'm still not going to bother with him. But I just feel that he used me for that filter, and I could have given it to somebody else. And, you know, I just met someone that could have used that gangster filter the other day, and I actually kind of regret giving that filter to him, because this person has a saltwater reef tank, it has a freshwater planted tank, and he also has a freshwater monster tank. And I actually saw those tanks, and I saw how bad they needed a canister filter. And I actually started regretting that I gave it to somebody that already has a canister filter. And I was like, holy shit, I should have just gave this canister filter to this person. So I am kind of regretting the fact that I gave that filter to somebody that's not thankful for it. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to give something to someone, make sure they are thankful for it. In other words, do not give to anyone that is just using you to get what they want, because in the end, they're not going to be thankful for it, they're not going to thank you, and they're just going to use you to get things that they want. And I said to this kid that I met today, I really feel bad that I did not let you win the canister filter, because obviously you deserve it and I made the wrong decision. And I'm actually going to help him get a canister filter or two, because he really does need it. So I'm getting him in contact with several of my sponsors, and I want to see if I can raise some money for him to get a canister filter. And by the way, I'm trying to get him on YouTube, because he's got some wonderful aquariums, and I would love for him to show off his aquariums. It was a weird coincidence how I met this person. I was at the fish store the other day, and I was talking to the guy that I know, and I mentioned the aquatic wetline, and he comes up to me and says, didn't you just have a 150th episode with some prizes, and you were giving away a canister filter? And then I said, yes, that was me. And then he said he was on the line when the first caller won, and the first caller was actually William, and he was disappointed because he really wanted to win, and I didn't see his call until after Andy won, and I was kind of disappointed he didn't call in earlier. So I'm trying my best to make sure that he gets a filter. This is only a young person, too. This is like a 13 or 14-year-old. And I want to help him out, because when I was a young person in the aquarium hobby, I had a lot of help, and I want to help some younger kids in the aquarium hobby, too. So if I can change my 150th episode, I would change who won the first canister filter to that nice young kid who really loves this hobby and really enjoys this hobby, because I know he would have been thankful, he would have thanked me, and he would have enjoyed the filter, and that would have been a lot easier for me to just to say. So I guess that's all I have to say for that, and I'm hoping that William will be a man, and he will do a video, and he will thank me. But I've got a feeling that he's not, because I don't think he is what he says he is, and I don't think he's going to thank me at all. So maybe I'm just wasting my time here, but I don't know. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take my final commercial break of the night, and when I come back, I'm going to wrap up the show with some announcements. Thank you guys for sitting through that little rant there, but I had to get it out of my chest because it was bothering me a whole week. And if you guys want, you can call in and offer your thoughts on it, 1-347-989-8142. But when we come back from this final commercial break, I'm going to wrap up this show with some show announcements for the ACE Network. This commercial break is being sponsored by Cheesecakes by Design, Jambox, Siteman Cancer Center, and some other wonderful sponsors.
Are you looking for something creamy, moist, and decadent in your life? Do you have a sweet tooth? Well, cheesecakes are the answer for you. Cheesecake by Design offers you a wide variety of cheesecakes and some wonderful flavors. At Cheesecake by Design, you will find a flavor just for you. Whatever it be, a red velvet cheesecake, a strawberry cheesecake, or a cookies and cream cheesecake, we have tons of flavors to fit your needs. We ship fresh cheesecakes all over the United States straight to your door. So next time you're hosting a party, a family get-together, or a cookout, and you need dessert, order a delicious, moist, creamy cheesecake from Cheesecake by Design. Our cheesecakes are always homemade and made with the freshest possible ingredients. Check out our website and call 336-525-5120 with any questions or to place an order.
Choosing guitar accessories can be expensive and time-consuming, but it doesn't have to be. Jambox will deliver the necessities right to your front door. Jambox is great for players of any age and all experience levels. Try new brands, new products, and get your jam on. Order a Jambox today at www.jamboxcanada.ca.
The Siteman Cancer Center is committed to improving the health of our community and has developed a program called 8 Ways to Prevent Cancer. By making these 8 simple lifestyle changes, you can help reduce your risk of getting cancer. Maintain a healthy weight, exercise regularly, eat a healthy diet, don't smoke, drink alcohol in moderation, protect yourself from the sun and STDs, and get regular screening tests. Take control of your health. Visit the Siteman Cancer Center exhibit for more information. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Here at Kimsell Federal Credit Union, we offer a free mobile banking app, no ATM fees, free online banking, and free bill pay, all for your convenience. Visit us online at www.kimsell.org. That's www.chemcel.org. Visit our local branch at 1901 South Highway 77 in Kingsville, Texas, or call us at 361-592-7767. Kimsell Federal Credit Union. We're here for you. Member NCUA.
Discover Romanian business opportunities. Our TV show offers free information about domestic entrepreneurial environment, interviews, and more. Don't miss it.
Do you enjoy listening to ACE Network? Do you want to know more about ACE Network? Then join our Facebook group called ACE Network Fan Group. In this group, you could post your thoughts on today's show. You could post your thoughts on anything aquarium-related, cooking-related, sports, WWE-related, anything PG-13. So the next time you're on Facebook, search for the ACE Network Fan Group. Click Join. You could also friend Alex Cardinelli on Facebook. You could find us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at AlexCardinelli1. And don't forget, our show page is blogtalk.com/AlexCardNetwork. And please, enjoy our shows.
Okay, we're back from our final commercial tonight. Now, before I end today's show, I've got a couple of announcements that I'd like to make. And that is, I will be broadcasting every day of the week here on the ACE Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays will be 8 p.m. Eastern. But Mondays will be 5 p.m. Eastern, and Sundays will be 9 p.m. Eastern. So we've got a whole week of action every week here on the ACE Network. But there will be weeks that I do take a week off just to relax my voice and get caught up in who to interview and stuff. But for now, my next vacation is not until May or June from now. So I will be here for quite a while. So this week I've got some great shows coming your way. Tomorrow, the Aquatic Wetline officially debuts on the ACE Network, and I'll be doing my fantastic series, Life in the Amazon. I can't wait for that. Tomorrow I'll be talking about cichlids of the Amazon for all my fish-keeping friends, and that's going to be a phenomenal show. I'll have my co-host, Flashmaster 1989, Jeff on that show. Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern will be our next episode of the Alex Cardinelli Show, and I will be talking about problems in the world today. And some of the problems that I'll be talking about are violence, substance abuse, gay rights, the economy, and much, much more. So join me Thursday as I talk about problems in the world today. Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, I debut a new series here on the ACE Network called Chef George Norell Hour. Now, I've known Chef George Norell for about 3 years now. Okay, maybe about 2.5, maybe. But I've known Chef George Norell for a while now. And he's actually an ACF certified chef. And for those of you who don't know what ACF stands for, that means American Culinary Foundation. So he's an American Culinary Foundation certified chef. He has been on the Chef Cornelli Cooking Show before, and now he's coming to the Alex Cornelli Show on ACE Network to talk about some chef stuff, I guess I can say. Chef George is going to talk about chef stuff. But Chef George Norell is going to teach you how to cook at home like a professional chef. He's going to share his tips, tricks, and everything you need to know about cooking. He'll share some of his delicious recipes and such. So it debuts this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then the series that I've been waiting and waiting for is back. But this time it debuts on Saturday, and it debuts on ACE Network. It is called Saturday Night Live, and I've got a brand new co-host for this series. It's not someone that is going to say he feels uncomfortable in this series. It's someone that is actually similar to my age. I mean, he's a couple of years older than me, but we both share the same interest in hobbies and such, so he's going to be a phenomenal co-host. So my co-host for Saturday Night Live is going to be Flashmaster 1989, Jeff, and it's going to be a great series. I've got some awesome segments for Saturday Night Live. I've got Idiot of the Week, where I'll be discussing some stupid people doing stupid things. And, believe it or not, this is the funniest one. I've been practicing this all week. I've got some prank calls of the week, where I've had people prank call people, and some of the reactions are very, very, very funny. So we're going to hear some of those prank calls on Saturday right here on the ACE Network. And some of them you guys are going to laugh because they're awesome. I have some of them saved for the show Saturday. But I'll be playing that on Saturday Night Live every Saturday. And there will also be movie trivia time where you guys can guess a movie I'm playing and such. So that's for our Saturday Night Live. And then Sunday is the debut of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli on the ACE Network, and I'll be talking about the history of red velvet cake and sharing my delicious recipes for red velvet. So, who is happy the ACE Network is finally live? I am. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight on the Alex Cardinelli Show on the ACE Network. Special thanks to Renee Berkey for being a wonderful guest tonight and teaching all of our listeners a few things. And Renee, you are a wonderful guest. I definitely enjoy having a female guest here on the Aquatic, here on the ACE Network. Now, I haven't had that many female guests, and I got to say, Renee is definitely a perfect female guest to have on my show. So thank you, Renee, for that. And we'll have Renee on the show much more. All right, with that being said, I thank you all for listening to the show. Hope you guys will become a fan of the ACE Network. And if you did enjoy the show, please share it on your social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and get to spread the word for the Alex Cornelli Show on the ACE Network. Well, have a great rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll see you all for our next show. I'm Alex Cardinelli, and you've been listening to the ACE Network, owned and operated by myself, Alex Cardinelli. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night, everyone. Today's podcast belongs to the ACE Network, Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinelli himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and ACE Network. Thank you for listening to the Alex Cardinelli Show here on ACE Network. Alex hopes you enjoyed the show. Please check us out every Tuesday and Thursday
at 8 p.m. Eastern for our weekly talk show that will cover anything and everything. Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Chef's Horse and Row Hour. Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our fun Saturday Night Live. And every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Cooking with Alex Cardinelli, where you'll get tasty and delicious recipes. Share today's show on your Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus account by copying and pasting our show URL to your account so that your friends can listen to our awesome talk show. Have a great night. Alex Cardinelli's show on Ace is now off the air. End show.